The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ciarán McGeehan, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. What a thrilling race you gave us.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I think I had everybody on the edge of their seats for sure, leaving it to the last 100, but hopefully it was well worth it.
Now, after the race, you said that your legs were in great shape and yet you were boxed in by Bell and Ricky. And I was wondering what was going through your head when, the two GB runners were actually trying to stop you.
Yeah, I had written in my pre-race plans not to panic if I got boxed in. I wrote it for different points in the race. I didn't quite anticipate the exact situation, but I was even saying to myself, don't worry if at 200 you're boxed in. I always kind of have a bit of faith that typically a gap does open up whenever people get into the home straight. They kind of start sprawling a bit wider. So I was living in hope that there would be a little bit of daylight between the girls, and whenever it came, I made sure I took it. So yeah, I was trying not to panic. I knew that I was feeling really good, that there was lots of running left in the legs. I just needed the space to show it and gallop on through. So yeah, it was like the parting of the waves. So I was quite happy whenever I found that gap.
It was very interesting listening, and you didn't hear this, of course, because you were in Rome, but listening to Sonia O'Sullivan talking about that when you're right at the front but boxed in, that gaps do open up. Typically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, typically, like, because everybody's just absolutely legging it for that finish line. And it's, I don't know if it's human nature or what the crack is, but people do spread out a little bit whenever they're doing that. So it's kind of having faith. And maybe I'm quite lucky yet with all of the years of experience of racing behind me that I had every faith in that and every faith in my ability that I would have something to give whenever it did show. So, yeah. That's maybe age showing.
Are you well acquainted with Ricky and Belle?
Definitely with Gemma Ricci. She's been racing for a long time. Georgia Bell's probably more new on the scene, so I haven't raced her quite as much, but I've known Gemma for years. She's such a lovely girl. She was Laura Muir's training partner for a long time and has kind of stepped up from the 800. Gemma would have raced a lot of 8s previously. So I'd be very, very familiar with her for sure. But look, it's racing. Whenever you're out there, it doesn't matter whether you know the girls or not. Everybody's out there with one goal in mind, and for me, it was to hear her on the vein, and didn't matter who was in front of me, I was going to make sure I was putting them behind me.
Absolutely. You must have thought, because you're coming, as you said yourself, towards the latter stages of your career, that having done so well under 18, under 20, that maybe this day would never come when you'd have her on the vein, you'd be at the top of the podium rather than being to the left or the right, and you'd hear the national anthem.
Yeah, I suppose I always kept the faith that maybe my time would come. I've certainly been thereabouts a lot of times and competing at this level of the sport for a long time. I've been really coming into great form over the last few years, probably a little later than I would have expected. Would have thought maybe like around 28 would have been my peak in the sport. But the great Gerry Kiernan always said that thanks to my years of injury that maybe it would mean I would have a longer career. And he was a very wise man, Gerry, and I'm actually, we're all seeing the truth come out, and the fact that he was fairly right with that prediction. And look, I'm running as well as I ever have, and I'm at 32, so I'm not gonna put any brakes on it just yet. So listen, we'll say the 30s are the new 20s.
Well, when we see the panel on RT discussing athletics, we always think of Gerry, who was such a mentor to you, and a sad loss to athletics. And we think of him regularly when athletics are featured. I saw that you've resumed training already. I mean, you don't have time, given the Olympics are looming, you don't have time to sit on your laurels and relax and enjoy everything and celebrate a bit. You're back on the track.
Yes, straight away back out. There wasn't much celebrating in Rome. I actually didn't get out of the stadium until 2 a.m. on the day of the race. Well, I suppose the day after the race, because the race was so late. It's not very glamorous. You have to go back. You have to go through all of your media and get a cool down done, and then actually get drug tested straight after the race. And my aunts and my friends were kind enough to stay behind on the street to celebrate a little with me. They had went and got me some cold pizza because they knew I was not going to make it back for dinner. And I had a brief little moment having a chat with them. Been able to give my Aunt Adele a big hug, And yeah, straight back into training. I'm actually currently sitting in a car park because I usually start training at 9:30. My good friend Adam Craig is here on his bike to help me through my session. So yeah, there's no rest for the wicket. We have big plans for the rest of the summer with the Olympic Games in August. So no resting on your laurels. Yeah. It's straight back out, and there's plenty of fitness still to be gained.
Now, I always feel that in summer games, and generally they're in the Northern Hemisphere, they're hot games, that Irish athletes tend to be at a bit of a disadvantage compared to those who come from maybe an African heritage. I mean, it's going to be hot, hot, hot in Paris. How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, look, many athletes approach it in different ways. I'll personally be heading up to altitude to do some training. I actually fly out Monday coming to go back to a training camp. And thankfully, we can drop down to a lovely little place in Italy where it's quite warm for some of our sessions during the year. So you do a little bit of heat acclimatization with training. Typically, the mountains of St. Moritz aren't the warmest. It's usually pretty nice, actually, in my opinion. But yeah, you kind of try to plan your training around kind of getting used to the heat and the kind of climate that you're going to race in. But there's only so much that you can do. And I personally have raced in really warm places without having had much heat training prior. I try to approach it that it's the same for all of us out there. And I've performed well in the heat in the past. So I'm hoping that I'll perform well in the heat going forward. Budapest was very warm last year, and I did the best race that I've ever done in my life, coming fourth in the world. So yeah, I'd say I'm probably not like a lot of the other athletes. I stick to the shade. My skin is certainly not accustomed to very sunny weather. And anybody who knows me and my family, I'm one of four kids and all the rest are ginger. So I think I didn't get the hair, but I think I certainly got the skin. So yeah, I try to stay out of the sun a little so I don't damage my skin, but try to get used to that heat whenever it comes to training. And look, it is what it is. We have to run in the climates that we're there in. Manchester today isn't providing me with that, with the rain lashing outside. But we still get the work done and we overcome those hurdles that are ahead of us.
Now, will you be racing at all before the Olympics?
Yeah, I'll have a few more races in the lead up to it. It's still 2 months away, so there'll be a couple of races dabbled in and out. I'll be dropping down from altitude to race them. I'll be in Well Nationals, and possibly Monaco Diamond League are on my plan. Monaco's always very good to me, so that'll be a nice race to get out to. There won't be a whole load because I personally feel that for me, training into a championship is often the best way for me to get in good shape. So there'll be a few more races sprinkled in just to fine-tune the racing skills and blow the cobwebs a little bit before Paris.
Now, did you have an expectation of winning? When you looked at the likely field for the final of the 1500 metres, did you reckon, I can do this going in? Or do you have to believe that? Does every runner have to believe that going in?
Yeah, I certainly did. I was top European last year. Well, pretty much top European behind Sifan Hassan last year at the World Champs. And I believe that was a fantastic place for me to come into this European Champs. On my camp in St. Moritz, my boyfriend Thomas was out there helping me, and he had wrote some notes on the wall to keep me inspired and keep me motivated during my camp up there. And European gold medal was one of them. So I had every faith that I was going to go out, and I had every capability of doing it. Other championships, you come in and you have a realistic goal for yourself. Previous championships, I wanted to finish in the top five or the top three, with always like this little glimpse of a hope that could I make that podium. I was bitterly disappointed at the World Champs because I genuinely believe last year I was an outside hope of a medal, and I showed that I certainly was. But yeah, coming into this, I had one goal in mind. I try to keep my cards close to my chest and just focus on my goal myself. But I probably wasn't making much of a secret that I wanted to hear our national anthem ring around a stadium. So I really hoped that this was my time, and I'm glad to say it was.
Now, the question of the 1500 metres in the Olympics, we're talking about global athletes rather than simply European athletes. And I presume you'll have a game plan for that. But 1500 metres is sometimes it's just a race. Someone goes out fast and you're all there trying to keep up and hopefully have stuff in your legs to finish it off. But it can be very tactical. Yeah. What suits you best without giving anything away to your opposition?
To be honest with you, I came into this championship prepared for whatever tactics went out. I would say I love the true race that 1500 is, the fact that it's one of the races on the track that can have tactics. I really enjoy that. I enjoy having to to have my wits about me out there on the track. And I think it's quite a fun way to race. I've every faith in my finish and I believe in myself out there, but I'm also a 3:55 runner. So I'm not shy of going out hard and holding on to that train and trying to finish strong. And the World Champs last year was a good fast race and it really wound up. It was a little slow in the first lap, but with the time that we ran in the end, really about 2/3, if not more, of that race was super fast. So I personally feel ready for whatever's going to go out in front of me. Obviously, some global athletes are running exceedingly fast. We have Faith Kipyegon with the first woman ever to go sub 3:50 for 1500 meters. So obviously, whenever you're racing ladies like Faith, you kind of hope that they're not just going to go guns of tape with a 3:49, because I don't think I'm quite capable of that. But typically at championships, that's not what happens. Those athletes run those times in perfectly paced races that are set up with pacemakers at a Diamond League somewhere in the world. And so championship tends to throw out a little bit of a mixture of speed and tactics, which I'm ready for and I'm very much looking forward to.
Well, I hope the expectations of the nation don't sit too heavily on your shoulders. And I know that you know now that you're an inspiration probably to every young aspiring female runner and indeed to every camogie player in the country. And I hope that sits lightly on your shoulders too. Ciara, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Congratulations once again. And we look forward to watching you race all the way through the Olympics and beyond. And hopefully you can end up on the podium, whether it's the top rung or right or left. I don't know, but I wish you the very, very best. Ciara McGeehan, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to everybody back home giving me all the support. It means the absolute world. I hope you all have a lovely day.
Thank you, Ciara.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.